from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's first elections of the millennium take place in a few months. They are arguably the country's most important to date. Why, a lot more than who runs things are riding on the poll of 2001. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is a special edition of BBC Caribbean Report.
I hope that the elections of 2001, they're different from the 1997 elections, that we are able to have a voters list that everybody agrees is a good list, that the day of itself is a good day and comes off smoothly. We are able to have the results as quickly as possible, if not the day after, the following day.
A Guyanese voter very likely speaking for the rest of the country and certainly speaking for the Caribbean community. This one needs winding back to just over 3 years ago. Janet Jagan appeared to have secured the popular vote, but the opposition People's National Congress disputed it. What followed was months of unrest with an ugly flashback to the 1960s when there were bloody clashes between the country's two main ethnic groups, Africans and Indians. Colin Smith takes up the story.
The Caricom brokered a peace agreement known as the Hurdmanston Accord. Some of the terms of that agreement, aimed at healing the nation, included a reformed constitution, sustained